Let's learn about some important events that happen in the blessed month of Muharram al-Haram. Firstly, on the 1st of Muharram, the second Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was buried. It was the 24th Hijri. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was born on the day of Ashura, that is the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. He was given entry into paradise on this day, and his repentance was also accepted on this day. The grandson of the Holy Prophet, the rider of the shoulders of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the high-ranking Imam, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his companions were martyred in the field of Karbala on the 10th of Muharram 61 Hijri. The Prince of Ala Hazrat, Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, passed away on 14th Muharram al-Haram 1402 Hijri in Bareilly, India. The late Rukun of Dawat-e-Islami's Markazi Majlis-e-Shura, the commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Dawat-e-Islami, Hafiz Haji Muhammad Farooq Attari Madani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, passed away on 18th Muharram al-Haram, 1427 Hijri. 2 years after the incident of Karbala, in Muharram al-Haram 63 Hijri, the wretched Yazid invaded Madinatul Munawwara to try and establish his rule there, and with much brutality, martyred 10,000 common people, including 700 prominent Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on all these pious people, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.